Okay. 3:30, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Special Park and Recs Committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call taken, let the record show, all members are present.
Thank you. This is time for public comments. If there's anyone in the audience or online that wishes to address us about anything that's not on today's agenda, this is your chance.
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve draft minutes?
I motion to approve draft minutes.
I will second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Then let's go to E1, the discussion regarding San Joaquin County Office of Education. So essentially that would be divided up by whatever zone they happen to be working at any given time.
Exactly. Whichever one needs the most work, I drive around, assess, and then send them there.
I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, since you've been managing these guys, I've noticed a huge difference.
Thank you.
So I don't think it's a huge financial cost.
No.
Greg Keller?
Absolutely not. It seems to be more reasonable than to augment staff the way that you're doing it, so.
Any public comments?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. So will this come to the board tonight?
Not tonight, but to the future board.
I think it's a good idea, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then let's move on to E2, which is a splash pad. Can you explain how the splash pad currently works? I've driven by and seen water shooting out the ground, but just so I can understand what is it that's getting replaced and what fails.
For sure. There's a touch pad in the middle of it that you hit, and that creates the water to come out of.
In the center of the...
In the center. Not this. This is the rendering of the
new
one, but the current one, correct. So it was interesting because it was not working. When we went to turn it on this spring, the button didn't work. So I reached out to the company, explained to them, we just replaced this about 6 months ago at an expense, and it's not working. And they did admit to me what they didn't realize when they made that design is that it works like your phone would with touch. So if you have shoes or flip-flops on, it's not going to work. But they also had some other inner workings that were constantly failing. So they did send me a new one. They sent the wrong part. So this is just an example of the constant problems we're having. We were able to kind of rewire it and get it going. It's working right now. But so what we're suggesting, fortunately, what we can do, which I know $207,000 is a lot of money, but everything is very expensive. And what we'd like to do before it gets too old, the kind of the guts of it, if you will, the piping is still good. But the crevices where the water comes out are all getting hardened and brittle and broken, and the pad's not working. So what we'd like to do is this, and this is a rendering of what we would get. This is what it would look like, and it's got the tumble buckets and the sprays, and the makes it much more friendly and interactive for the kids versus just water coming out of the ground. So it would operate the same way, but be newer and have a company that if something goes down, we actually have a rep that can come help us and fix it.
Is there a pump motor that actually forces the water out, or is that just the pressure of our lines?
Well, it does work, if I understand what you're asking, because we also have to coordinate when our sprinklers are on, because you can't, that will affect the power of the water. But we run irrigation after hours. The splash pad right now to conserve water is 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Our irrigation doesn't come on until after, so that is not a concern.
Okay, so I take it that there's no motor that we need to.
No. Right.
So they would come and excuse me, drill out or carve out all the existing holes,
yes,
and then put those pieces onto that, and
along with the new
head sensor, machine, whatever.
Yeah, it's all attached in the quote here. And as Dina mentioned, we pulled this together fairly quickly, trying to get the pricing to present this to you all. So we definitely have room to go back, and that's why we want to have this, to ask questions. You may come up with an idea that's great that I'll go back and ask them about. So but before you is the quote that they provided. And it includes they will have to chip around the concrete, so that will include repairing that, putting in new concrete where they have to chip away at.
Now, I believe this company is, on the East Coast, New Jersey? So do you see any issues with, you mentioned Canada being a problem, so these guys are the East Coast.
No, because we're actually working through our Omnia partner, and they're local. So it's through Game Time MRC, which is a huge company, who we contracted with to do our patio project. They were great to work with.
Okay, so they're another vendor that we work with,
exactly,
and they partner with these people.
Yeah, you got it. That's exactly right.
Director Calvin, have any?
What's the material? Because it looks like that material's different on the actual splash pad area.
It's a rendering.
Okay, so it's going to use the exact same material?
Exactly, yeah.
And is this recirculating?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. We don't have the piping in there. That would be a quite larger dollar.
Well, 100%. I was just curious as to how it...
And to make the public aware, when you do something like that, there's additional expenses because now we've got water that we need to treat. It's like having a pool.
What's the projected timeline?
I would want to push it out. They could get to it sooner than I would like, but I want to get us through the summer and perhaps start this in the fall so that we're not shutting it down in the summer months. So they could start sooner. I would like to see us wait, so long as ours is still working, and then once we shut it down for the season, already be on the books for them so
And you guys had talked about, you mentioned that there was budget for repairs. What was the amount of the budget that's been put in for repairs?
So I don't have a specific answer for you other than to say that it has been a cost that's been ongoing.
Does anyone, I know this is putting you on the spot, does anyone have the approximate number of what the last repair was, what it cost?
I don't know. I can certainly look that up.
I mean, it'd be nice to have.
Yeah, I certainly can have that for when the board reads it there. I did just look it up because I was curious. So just from a cost perspective, in 2011,
thank you.
So, just so we explore all the possibilities here. So, option number one is do nothing, just let it fail.
For sure.
Option two, we replace it. Option three, just keep piecemealing the repairs for however long that takes. Do you know how many homes are in zone 9 approximately?
I know there are 203 units that are paying for the assessment. So, I don't know how many.
Sure. So, if we did nothing and just let it fail, obviously then we have an issue with excessive reserves in that account.
Correct.
Could that money be reimbursed back to the homeowners?
That is a possibility, but knowing that this is a valued investment, if you will, within the zone, and knowing that you have those funds sitting there ready to go, those are the two options. Yes, you can return those funds. But when this item does fail, we'll have sufficient funds in the future to be able to pay for that.
Sure, but if we move forward with purchasing, then this will generate another assessment potentially because now we've erased all the reserves.
Quite possibly, correct, yes. Yeah, and then when your other items that you are trying to take care of within that zone, so for instance, the play structure is another big investment that's there that's going to come up next. Will you have sufficient funds that you're building up or taking care of the landscape and the lights there? So trying to take of sort of what you're trying to do here, so that you have the funds available when you need them, not would be nice to have.
No, absolutely. I just want to make sure that, you know, where the residents are listening, they understand what the, you know, possibilities are, and
yeah, no, I mean,
and if they
want to
chime in, they
right.
can chime in, and if they don't, they don't.
Correct.
I live in Zone 9. I would be affected by it. I don't have kids who use it, but I think it's a good thing. So.
Yeah.
I'm in support of the splash pad, but I just wanted to...
Yeah, and I enjoyed being at your park this morning, so to have my morning breakfast, and I think it would be a...
You need a splash pad this morning?
I didn't use it, okay. But I observed it. So, but no, I think it's a value thing, I mean, especially knowing that it's getting to the warmer months and all that stuff, having that available to you.
Yeah, no, I like all those little features. I'm sure the kids would love all those little features.
It's a great park, and anything to improve the park is nice as long as it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
What's the warranty on this?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. Let me find out for you. And again, sorry. Please remember we had to pull this together pretty quickly.
100%, yeah.
So anything that I appreciate, so warranty.
I imagine this custom DSA controller is the unit that turns it on and off.
On and off, yeah.
For $15,000.
And I think the thought behind this as well is we're working so hard to improve everything around town. Knowing, as Margaret mentioned, how old the current splash pad is, but adding some more features for the kids to just go enjoy and have fun instead of just water shooting out of the ground. It's just very joyful to look at. And it
Well, I'm in support of it. Is there any, Mike, I don't, is there any public comments?
There are no hands. Oh, yes, there was a hand raised. Can you unmute yourself?
Hi, guys. Kirk here. How do you hear me?
Hey, Kirk.
Okay. A couple of things. I think Dina said that it's still kind of in, you know, a work in progress, but the terms are 90% of the payment up front, which seems to be kind of excessive, if you ask me, especially considering, you know, labor was $64,000 of that. So, you know, that's something that I definitely push back on. The other thing that struck me is that there was a lively discussion on Nextdoor, and there seemed to be people who were for it and people who were against it. And considering that this is, I guess, kind of an equivalent of a tax increase on Zone 9, is it, you know, my thoughts are, well, do you want to go out and ask people what they think, and whether or not they want it. That's my feedback.
Perfect, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else with their hands up?
There's not.
I had a question that just derailed my thought. So anyways, Adina, so it sounds like, though, so are we going to bring this to the board tonight as far as approval, or do you want to get back to...
So it's not coming to the board tonight, it's not on the agenda, so we still need to negotiate and fine-tune it. We'll get back to you at a future board meeting, we'll bring this item forward, and we'll have those questions for you to answer. So the warranty, how much total repair costs we've spent so far on this splash pad, and any other questions that you may have over the next few weeks.
Out of curiosity, since the Park and Recs Committee doesn't get involved in too many capital projects or, you know, purchases like this, are those terms out of line with like water, wastewater type things, or?
Not necessarily. It kind of depends. Sometimes it depends on the project, right? So sometimes in water, wastewater, yes, you're paying more upfront for certain project costs. But we had difficulty getting certain products because of COVID or supply chain issues. We've asked the board, can we improve, you know, purchasing products in advance? This we're going to renegotiate. I mean, it is a little bit steep, I think 90%. So I do think they kind of have the same terms on the outside project. Is that correct, Monica? And we negotiated those terms down as well. So they're willing to negotiate with us. So this is their standard. You know, here it is, contract.
Well, I'm in favor of it. So since we get that those information, those questions answered, I think it's a good time to bring back to the board, as you said. Anything else on the agenda? No, that's it. Mike, do you have any future agenda items you want to?
Not that we don't already have in the works, so no.
When you guys come back, not to go too much on a tangent, but maybe you also could just let us know what the state of the concrete fencing around Central Park as well, and Ravenswood.
Ravenswood, yeah. I don't have that information with me, but I have been working on that.
Perfect. You should hear about that.
It's a lot.
I'm curious.
But you know what, I have some other ideas that I'll bring forth at the right time to discuss that with you. But it's been rolling around in my head.
Good, better hear that. We have a lot of that fencing, so.
A lot, yeah.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, then 3:49.
Thanks.